Hello and welcome back to the Mindset Edit. I'm your host, Victoria D'Ambrosio, and thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about when to focus on versus when to release your manifestation. If you're in the manifestation world, you've probably heard people say stuff like, oh, you want to really focus on it. You're going to make your vision board. You're going to write your affirmations. You're going to do your visualizations. Really get in the energy of the thing that you desire. And you have also probably heard, oh, well, you have to release it. You have to let it go. Like, leave it up to the universe. The how is not your job, and just kind of release it, forget about it. And those can be seemingly two very contradicting statements. And so I want to spend this podcast episode answering the question based on my experience of like when to focus on it versus when to just release it and let it go. Before we dive into the episode, I have two quick, exciting announcements. The first one is that it is my passion to make this podcast the best it could possibly be. And a big piece of that is making sure that the episodes that I am creating are relevant and helpful to you. And so, with that, for this week's podcast episode, in the show notes, I have actually put in a podcast request, like Q&A type form, where you can just go in and submit any sort of question you have around mindset, manifestation, subconscious reprogramming, EFT, any of that, or like topics you would want to hear about, like in that form. I cannot guarantee that every single request will be turned into a specific podcast episode, but what I do promise you is that I'm going to read every single submission that comes through, and I will do my very best to make sure that at the very least, the big themes and questions and topics that are coming through will be addressed. So if you have something that you would want me to talk about here on the podcast, please, you know, it's a very simple form. It's like, what's your name? What's your question? Like, you know, take a few minutes. If you have something you want to hear about, fill out that form. I will probably close the form in 1, maybe 2 weeks. So if you have something after the podcast episode, quickly go type it in. Don't procrastinate because I will be shutting that form down. So that's the first announcement. Again, in the show notes, fill out the form. Or if you don't want to do that for whatever reason, just shoot me a DM on Instagram. My handle will also be in the show notes. It's just my name, at Victoria D'Ambrosio. Second announcement is if you would be interested in doing a free 45-minute coaching session with me, I have a proposition for you. So, background. I have been working on a really, really exciting project that I'm going to be coming out with in the near-ish future. And it's funny because if you've listened to my podcast for a while, you have heard me say that you have to work your manifestation muscle and that manifestation and mindset is like going to the gym. Like, you don't go to the gym and just for the first time ever lift the 100-pound weights if you've never been there before. And you're like me, you're starting with the fives, okay? And you work your way up. And it's the same thing with mindset and manifestation. While, yes, technically it's possible to manifest anything you want at any point in time because there's no limits to what the universe can do, in reality, we have to train our subconscious mind and our nervous system to be able to energetically hold what it is that we're calling in. And so it's like going to the gym because you have to build those muscles. Like, literally, you're building new neural pathways, it's like your brain muscles. Okay. And I've said that a bajillion times. I've used the gym metaphor. I can't tell you how many times. And if you listen to my last podcast episode, you know that I've been doing 75 hard, which means I have to work out twice a day. So I have been spending a lot of time in the gym. And I've also been spending a lot of time doing different workouts on YouTube or Peloton, you name it. I have been dipping my toe in a lot of workout water. And it's funny because I was doing one of the episodes, or not one of the episodes, one of the like workouts. And I was like, why doesn't this exist for your mindset? Because like on YouTube, you can be like, I want a 15-minute you know, booty workout for whatever, or I want a 5-minute. Like, you could kind of like just type in what you want. And I mean, granted, there are mindset things on YouTube. I'm not saying that doesn't exist, but I was like, why isn't there a gym for your mindset where you can kind of have your choose your own adventure the same way you go to a gym and you can just kind of go on whatever machine you want, but also like programming. So for me, I'm also training for a half marathon. So I can follow a half marathon training program to hit the goal that I want. Same thing if I wanted to start lifting weights, right? There's all these different programs you can follow. And so my project is that I am building what I'm calling a mindset gym. So it's going to be a monthly membership that is literally going to be a mindset gym. So think a bunch of different videos at different lengths on different topics with different modalities. So think tapping, hypnosis, time techniques, like a bunch of different things. So you can kind of choose your own adventure on that front, but then also having programming. So similar to how I'm following a program to train to a half marathon, well, what if I did a program on, for example, working through blocks specifically related to income or blocks specifically related to things around visibility and social media growth? And then also having like live workshops and coaching and community and like all the things. So that is the high level vision for what I have in mind. And so bringing it back to the 45-minute coaching call, I am looking to do market research because I really want to make sure the gym mindset gym membership that I'm building is going to have resources that you guys actually need. And for me to be sure of like what's going to be most helpful, I need to know where you're at in your journeys and where you've gotten stuck or what kind of support you're looking for so I can build this membership to be the best possible thing that it can possibly be. And so I'm looking for a few people to do market research calls, 30 minutes, just me asking you questions about your manifestation journey and how it relates to your business. Very easy, very chill. And then in exchange for doing that 30-minute market research call, I'm gifting you the 45-minute one-on-one coaching call, which can be used for whatever you want, and we can talk about how it would be best served for you. All of that after the market research call. So, if you're interested in doing the market research call in exchange for the 45-minute coaching call, send me a DM on Instagram. This is first come, first serve. I only have a couple of spots open and I'm trying to do it like ASAP. So, if that's interesting, go down to the show notes. If you need my Instagram handle, send me a DM and we can get you on the schedule. And I super appreciate anyone who is willing to spend time with me to give me their thoughts and feedback through the market research. So yeah, I'm really freaking excited. This mindset gym is going to be so fun. So fun, so good, so transformative. Like it's everything I wish existed related to like mindset and personal development. Oh my God, I can't wait. It's going to be so good. Hopefully we'll be like opening doors semi soon, but I got some back end work to do before we can do that. Anyway, I digress. Thanks for sticking with me through the announcements. Let's dive in to the actual episode now. So, when to focus on your manifestation and when to release. Now, this topic came up because I was talking to one of my private clients after she was doing some of the manifestation games and experiments. And if you guys aren't familiar, even if you go through my podcast, I have podcast episodes that are labeled interactive episodes. And those are really fun. I highly recommend them. And they're little manifestation games. So it'll be like, okay, manifest, do these steps, manifest a unicorn or manifest an unexpected gift. And so my client had done those. We're also working on like custom games and experiences for her specifically. And she asked me, she was like, I'm just not sure. Like, you know, sometimes people say, you know, release it. Like, I release the unicorn and I found it. But then sometimes people say to focus on it with your reticular activating system, it calls it in. And I just don't know, like, where to draw that line. Now, quick background, if you don't know what the reticular activating system is, it's your brain's filtration system. So you're taking in a lot of information at any given point in time through your five senses. And so you cannot consciously comprehend all of the information that is coming into you at every given point in time because it would just be information overload. So your subconscious kind of absorbs all of it. And then there's that filter that only shows you on the conscious level what is happening. So for example, even you're right now using your sound or like you're listening to hear this podcast episode in the background, there might also be like an air conditioner going or birds are singing, or you might smell a candle burning. Like there's so many things, but you're only going to be filtering on and paying attention to certain things that your brain's filtering for. And the brain's filter is showing you what your brain thinks is important, right? So an example of this in real life is if you've ever like been in a crowded place, but you can hear someone saying your name, even though it's not like they're saying it that much louder. It's because again, your reticular activating system knows your name is really, really important. Another common example is if you've ever talked about a car or a handbag or whatever else, and then you go out into the world and you're like, oh my God, now all I see is that car or handbag everywhere. And it's not that more people suddenly bought in that 24 hours more cars or handbags. It's that your reticular activating system, or RAS for short, has filtered that, because now it's marked it as like important information. So you're seeing it. The same amount of bags and cars were always there. You just didn't notice it before. And so that's why sometimes with manifestation, we're talking about training your brain's filters for what it is you want. And that's one of the arguments, right, for why you would want to focus on either the manifestation, or even when people talk about gratitude, like that is like actually part of the reason why you would, like, from a scientific perspective, want to focus on gratitude, because you are starting to train your brain's filtration system to look for more positive things. And therefore it feels like more positive things are happening, and they are, but it's also that you're noticing more good. It was always there. You just may not have noticed it. Anyway, I digress. So when to focus on versus like, when do I just release it and let it go? So this is my opinion based on my experience in manifestation. So first of all, when it comes to calling something in, I believe that the universe heard you the first time. I also actually believe that you don't even necessarily need to make some sort of grand declaration. I think the minute you know inside that you want something, the universe also knows. Like when you see a car you want, or you know you want to make more money because you're tired of the income level that you're at, like I think the universe knows. And I think the universe is smart enough to know what you mean by that. It's not to say you can't write it down or speak it out loud, but it's my belief that you don't have to do that. I think you've made that declaration when you internally decide. Because I know sometimes people think that they have to, right? Write something down 369 times to get their cosmic order from the universe. And I'm not saying you can't do that. I'm just saying I don't believe you have to do that personally. Okay. Now, when to focus, when to release and let it go. The answer, in my opinion, will always come down to energy. Because I've said this on the podcast in other contexts before, because I believe it so firmly to be true, which is that your actions are inherently neutral, and it's the energy in which you take the action that will decide the outcome. So in the context of focus versus releasing, I want you to think about, what is the energy behind you focusing or looking for your manifestation? And I'm going to use the example throughout this episode with money and business, but you can insert anything here. It could be a car you want, a relationship you want, whatever. I'm just going to use money and clients and business as the main example here, but it holds true no matter what you're manifesting. So what is the energy behind you looking, right? Are you looking for your manifestation because you're just like genuinely so excited and you can't wait to have that thing? You're just like, I can't wait. Or are you looking because it's like desperate energy? Like, oh, I gotta refresh my email to see if an application came in, because you're like waiting for it to come, because probably deep down you're like, when's it gonna come? Like, what kind of, like that's like lack scarcity energy, right? So what's the energy that you're taking that action? What's the intention? And why are you searching for that thing? Now, let me explain this in more detail. So if you guys are familiar with Abraham Hicks, they say something that, to the extent of every subject, is really two subjects. So if we take the subject of money, there's money, but there's almost like the having of money and then the not having of money. So it's abundance and lack. And lack is the absence of money. Health and illness. Illness is the absence of health. I can do this. I can't do that. I want to buy that. I can't afford that. Every subject is two subjects. It's like the having, the abundance side of it, and the scarcity side of it. They call it like a stick. They're like, everything is like on one side of the stick and the other side. Are you on the abundance side of the stick or the lack side of the stick? Which I think is funny, right? And so when it comes down to, I'll route back to how this relates to focus versus release, I promise. But I want you to think about the subject that you want to manifest. So let's say it's money and clients and sales in your business. what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the abundance side of the money stick? And are you focusing on, oh my gosh, it's going to be so great to have all these clients and this impact I'm going to make, and I'm going to be able to pay my bills and go on this vacation and blah, 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 blah. Or are you focusing on money and you want the clients and the sales and all those things? So it seems on the surface like it's the abundance. You're like, yeah, I want the clients, I want the good stuff. But why are you focusing on that? Let's go a level deeper. Is it because, oh shit, I really need to be able to pay my bills. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills on time. I'm really stressed about money. What if I don't hit this business goal? I'm trying all these things and it's not working. I'm refreshing my Instagram and posting because I need it to work. Like, what is the energy? What side of the money and clients and sales stick are you on? Right? What do you want and why do you want it? And on the surface, you wanting sales because you don't want to struggle can, like, from a semantics and words kind of point of view, is very similar to that of like, well, I don't want to suffer, meaning I want to be able to feel like the safety and security and abundance. But energetically, it's very, very different and they're actually opposites, right? And sometimes for some people, it's as simple as being like, oh, I realized I'm on the negative side of the stick. I realized that, yes, I want more clients and sales and money because I don't want to feel this negative way that I'm feeling, right? Let me think about, okay, if that's what I don't want, what do I want? Oh, okay. It's just the opposite. It's like, well, I don't want to feel stressed about paying my bills. Okay, I do want to feel abundant, knowing that I always have more than enough. And it's like figuring out, okay, what do I want? And then just focusing on that. Sometimes it is just as simple as that, and focusing on the abundance side of the stick of money, right? And you're like, oh, it's just a perspective shift for some people. For other people, like, it's not as simple. Like, making that shift doesn't feel good because you're still so, like, stressed about money, which is common, I think, in the money side of things, because money is like touches so many different aspects of the way we live, and it's very, very prevalent. And it has to do with our survival, right? So you're like, I can't just focus on the positive. Like, I can't just think about, oh, it's going to be so great to have a client for XYZ reasons, because I'm like literally terrified and all I can do is think about my bills. Like, I'm in that energy, right? And that is the negative side of the stick. And so when it comes back to then when to focus on versus when to release, I think a big part of it is figuring out what your energy is and what side of the stick you're on. So if you think about money, clients, and sales, and you are on that abundance side of the stick, then focusing on it can be helpful. Again, I don't think it's required. I think you set your intention, but sometimes getting your energy behind it and getting excited can like expedite the process and help you. And if that feels good, go for it. Right? If you're on the abundance side of the stick, go for it. If you're on the negative side of the stick, meaning you can't think about the topic, so in this example, money, without feeling negative about it, then I don't think, then don't be focusing on it all the time in the sense of like, visualizing and vision boarding and affirmations and all of that stuff. I'm going to tell you what to do in a second. But if you're on the negative side of the stick, that's not where you want to focus. That's where we're going to want to work through things, right? Because if you're on the negative side of the stick and you're like, just being honest with yourself, you're like, I am in the dumps right now about this subject. Like, I'm so frustrated it's not here yet. I can't think about it without just thinking about the fact that it's not here, right? You're thinking about the subject, but you're thinking of the absence of that thing, not having that thing. Like, focusing on it and speaking things out loud, like you speak your desires out loud while feeling that negative, limiting beliefs, fears, doubts, insecurity. Like, you're not going to bring in what you want because speaking it out loud does not bring it in. It's your feelings and your subconscious beliefs of something that cause it to manifest. So, if you're on the negative side of the stick, we're going to get you to the positive side of the stick, but it doesn't look like just gaslighting yourself into feeling positive. You know, that's not the case if you listen to my podcast episode. So let's say you're on the negative side of the stick. This is what, how I would handle it. First of all, you're going to get into the more release. You're like, first of all, I've set my intention to the universe. They know I want more money. great, placed my cosmic order. It's in, received. But you're still going to do your work to get to the positive side of the stick. And here are the two things I would do if I were you, if I was on that negative side of the stick. Number one, you need to work and move through those emotions to get you to the other side of the stick. How you do that, or how I would do that, would be I would acknowledge and get very, very honest with where I actually was in relation to, in this example, money. So I would look at my bank account and I would feel the feelings that it was triggering in me. I would like literally work and process through all of those limiting beliefs, fears, doubts, insecurities, negative emotions. I would use EFT because that is my favorite tool of all time. It is not the only tool, but it is just an incredibly powerful tool that I know works for me and so many other people. And I would genuinely be working through those emotions. And a lot of times that's going to look like saying how you really feel, which when you're on the negative side of the things are negative things. But again, just saying the negative stuff out loud is not going to make it manifest. It's already manifesting because that's how you feel. Actually saying it out loud as you are tapping is actually going to move you into positivity. But that's an aside, right? So I would, if you're on the negative side of the stick, number one, I would be working through and doing like the shadow work and healing around the subject that you want so that eventually you genuinely can actually feel the positive things. That's what's going to bring you to the positive side of the stick, right? By working through and healing all of those negative things. And at the same time, there's another way to kind of like get to the positive stick, like side of the stick a little bit, which is focusing on another subject. Meaning, all right, let's say again, the example is money. What, think about, just intellectualize. Why do you want more money? What will you feel when you have more money? Even if you have troubles feeling it in your body, like you're a smart cookie. You can be like, well, obviously when I make a lot of money, I'm going to feel like really excited and I'm going to feel really abundant and I'm going to feel so relieved that I don't have to worry about money. Like list out those words. And then be like, where do I already feel this in my life? There's got to be another area. Like, let's say, okay, I'm going to feel so abundant, right? I'm just using that one as the example. Well, maybe you don't feel abundant in money right now because your bank account's not where you want it to be. And it could still be a large number, but you may not feel abundant with it, right? Well, where do you feel abundant? Do you perhaps feel abundant in your relationships? Do you feel just abundant with life? Like, oh my gosh, like, I have a roof over my head. My refrigerator is abundant. Like there's so much food in here, or I have all this air to breathe and the internet. Like there's so much information on the internet. Like how abundant am I with information? Like where can you feel abundant? And can you focus your energy there? So you're still focusing on the end emotion that you want from money, but just think about another subject that still brings you to that end goal. While also doing your healing work with money or whatever the topic is. This is different from, I'm not like, let me be so clear right now. I am not saying, oh, you feel negative about money. Don't think about money. Just focus on your relationships. I'm not saying that. I am saying focus on the good in your life where you have it, because it's easier to focus where you actually have it than to try to manufacture feelings and gaslight yourself. Wow. Also doing the healing work around the subject, in this example, money, that you need to do. Okay. When you do that and you do both of those at the same time, you will quickly get yourself to the positive side of the stick. Okay. So hopefully that all makes sense. I think if you want something and you can just, you can always just release and let it go. As long as you are in energetic alignment to what it is you want, you don't have to do all of these manifestation practices and steps and whatever else. That is why if you've ever done one of my interactive episodes, and if you haven't, I encourage you to go do that. It's when you set the intention and you're like, I'm going to manifest a unicorn. And then you didn't do anything else. You didn't make a vision board with unicorns. You didn't meditate for 45 minutes on unicorns. You just maybe closed your eyes for 2 minutes and thought about a unicorn and you released it and let it go. And it came to the point where I get DMs. I'm like, they're like, I am haunted by unicorns right now. They're like, how do I get it to stop? Right? Why did it come? It was because you had no blocks. Okay. You had no energetic blocks to a unicorn or a goldfish, or when I say unexpected, like even the unexpected gift ones, like that can get a little bit more dicey. But that's why I started with like random animals and stuff, because I was like, the odds of you having a block to one of these things are a lot lower than me telling you to even get an unexpected gift or to ask for money, right? When you are a clear channel, you don't have to do anything. You just set your intention, you release it and let it go. Okay. But when you have those blocks, like you can release it, but you got to make sure you have cleared the blocks. And if you like to focus on it and you're on the right side of the stick, go for it. And if focusing on it helps you get into the energy so that you can attract it, again, go for it. But just always, the point of this episode is really to have you, as you're taking your actions, take a second and be like, ooh, what is the energy in which I'm doing this? Even just the act of focusing, ask yourself, why are you focusing? Am I focusing and doing this vision board exercise because so-and-so told me I have to do it, but I actually hate vision boards? Like, that's not an abundant energy. So then you don't do that. Like, think about it. Like, it's the action you're taking in the subject that you are like thinking about. Think about the energy through which you are coming from that. Because again, energy is going to reflect in the outcome that you get. So just making sure that you're like, I'm doing these things because it feels good and it feels empowered, versus I'm doing this thing because I feel like I have to, even though I hate it. We don't want to do that. And also, like, are you focusing on the abundance side of it or the lack side of it? And if it's the lack side of it, that's totally cool. That's totally honest. You're a human. Nothing wrong with that, but you got to just work through and clear through it so you can genuinely, on the other end, come out on the positive side. Because when you genuinely do that, that is when the manifestation stuff that you constantly hear about online, on TikTok, all the things where it's like attracts like, whatever, things start manifesting because you become a clear channel. It's on that other side. So hopefully this podcast episode has helped provide some clarity. I would encourage you guys to play around, do either one of the interactive podcast episodes on this podcast, or make your own manifestation game. It's like not hard. You can just pick something random that you want to manifest, pick something small that you don't have resistance to, like a random animal or something like that. And just notice what comes up for you as you play this game, because these games are incredibly insightful. Even when you don't like get the manifestation, you can then be like, well, what were the expectations? And that's another podcast episode. I'm not even going to go into that. But play a game. Notice how it feels. See what comes up for you. And let me know your results. My podcast DMs. My Instagram DMs are always, always open. And I love hearing from you guys, especially like your experiences with the interactive episodes. So with that, I hope you guys have an incredible rest of your week. Reminder to fill out the podcast request form. And if you are interested in doing the market research in exchange for a coaching call, send me that DM on Instagram. My handle is my name, at Victoria D'Ambrosio. Thanks again, guys, and I will talk to you in next week's episode. Bye.